20 a.m. and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Across the line, right side, he'll launch it for three at the horn. He got it at the buzzer! To the rim, and he sends it down with the left hand. Right side shooting for the win. Got it! Bronson Koenig! Step back three, straight on. Got it! Ice, cold, Sam Decker. Bo Ryan will win for the 300th time as the head coach of the Wisconsin Badgers. Stamps off another three. Booked it. Oh, my goodness. Don't wake him up. Greg Kaminsky, a single game school record, 43 points.
I can't believe I'm going to say it, but here it comes. The Wisconsin Badgers are going to the Final Four.
Badger basketball is on the air. Today's game is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Fabic Rents for all your equipment rental needs throughout Badgerland. And by SeatGeek, official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. Welcome to the Badger Shootaround.
From the McHale Center in Tucson, Arizona, welcome to our Badgers pregame show. What a week for the Wisconsin Badgers last Saturday, knocking off then third-ranked Marquette. Tuesday night, going into East Lansing, beating Michigan State at the Breslin Center for the third straight time, which has never been done before. And their reward for that is a trip out west to take on the top-ranked team of the country, the Arizona Wildcats. Alongside Brian Butch, I'm Matt LePay. It's been a tremendous week. And I guess now you get greedy. See if you can't go three for three in a week that many referred to as the gauntlet.
Hey, it's the holiday season, and everyone says don't be greedy, but this team can be greedy, and that's what I like about what they have ahead of them today. It's an opportunity. And as a player, that's all you're asking for. You had an opportunity. The schedule gave you chances to get marquee wins. You've did it. Now, what do you do today to make sure that you can close this thing out? Arizona, great team. Offensive rebound well, defensive rebound well. They push it. They get out and score. Variety of ways. Be true to who you are. They've done that so far. They did it against Marquette. They did it against Michigan State. Can they do it this afternoon? That's the question that's out there.
That's been the exciting thing about these, if you want to call them marquee wins against Virginia. They just locked them up the way the Badgers played defensively. The last two games, I mean, let's just be blunt. Wisconsin has punked the opponents on the glass, offensive glass in general. I mean, they're going to have to be probably even better still against a team with a plus 19 best rebound margin in the country. But they have done it in ways. I know Max went off in the first half against Marquette. AJ had the big game against Michigan State, but it hasn't required like superhuman efforts. They've just been really good in what they stress all.
Well, and it's been their will. And when I say that, they've found different ways to do that. So Marquette, they forced Marquette on the offensive end, who's really good. I think in the half court, Marquette's still the best team in the country as far as what they run offensively. They forced Marquette to take bad shots. Marquette was not disciplined. Wisconsin enforced their will and made Marquette take bad shots. Guess what they did against Michigan State? Same thing. They said, hey, you're going to have to go against our defense, and will you be able to make sure you get a good shot, or can we force the way that we play defense into you taking bad shots? That's what they've done the last two games. Well, they're going to have that opportunity today in front of them as well, because Arizona is going to want to get out and run and score quickly. Wisconsin will not give up transition points. We know that. It's pounded into their head. It's boded it to me. Greg's doing it to this group. That's the reality of what it is. Now, can they force Arizona to take some bad shots? Because that's what they've done so far in these last couple of games. Teams that want to get out, play fast, push it. Then all of a sudden, they realize, whoa, we have to run good offense to score the basketball? Like, oh, I don't want to do that. I'm going to take a bad shot. Wisconsin grabs it. And then on the offensive end, they've pushed. They've had the initial wave. They've got some easy buckets there. But then they've worked and got what they wanted to get. And everyone's touched the ball. And that's been fun to watch on the offensive end for Wisconsin.
All right, 2:15 Central, the scheduled tip for the Badgers and the top-ranked team in the country, the Arizona Wildcats, in our pregame show. We'll check in with Badgers graduate student. And off to a great start, Tyler Wahl. We'll hear from head coach Greg Gard. Coming up, though, we'll check in with Jesse Temple of The Athletic, all a part of our Badgers pregame show as we get it rolling in a couple of minutes on the Badgers Sports Network from Learfield. Hey, it's Matt LePay. You're listening to Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball on WFHR, locally grown radio, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM, a Civic Media station. Download our free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Listen to Wisconsin Athletics all season long on your local Civic Media radio station.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Finds Klesman left corner. He'll try a three. Good. Max Klesman is not shy here today.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Good taste to Klesman. Another three on the way. Good again. Takes the three. Left corner. He nailed it again. Max Klesman on fire. Timeout. Shaka Smart. Slips to Iguodaro. Bobbled it. Turnover. Here comes Hepburn. 2-on-1. Hestor to his right. The lob. The dunk. Hepburn to A.J. Storr for the flush, and the Badgers lead by 15. Runs at the wall, rotates to Storr, baseline left. Here's A.J. goes up, slam dunk, count it, and a foul. And the Wisconsin Badgers knock off third-ranked Marquette as they storm the floor at the Kohl Center in Madison. On a day where the home team never trailed, the Badgers win it by 11.
On Wisconsin.
Everyday people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. How do you locate a support group for widows or housing for an elderly parent? United Way's 211 is free and confidential and provides answers to these questions and more. Dial 211 for community information and referrals, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Our pregame show gets rolling as we check in with Jesse Temple of The Athletic. Well, Jesse, I think for a lot of folks, as the Badgers started this past week, knowing that who they were going to be facing and thinking, boy, you sure hope they can find a way to win one game, but they were bracing for 0-3. The way, not just that they won those games, but how they won it with the rebounding, you know, the defensive effort, that leads me to think that what has happened isn't a fluke. From your vantage point, how do you see it?
Absolutely no fluke at all. This, to me, is now one of the hottest teams in college basketball as we're having this conversation. The Badgers have won 6 games in a row, and look at the quality of competition that they have beaten. It goes back to the Fort Myers tip-off when they absolutely hammered Virginia and held the Cavs to 41 points, and we've seen these last 2 games against Marquette, which absolutely obliterated Texas. Nice response for the Golden Eagles after losing to Wisconsin. And the Michigan State game. I know Michigan State may not be the team that people thought it would be at the start of the season, but that's still a very talented group, and you had to win on the road. So tremendously encouraged by what the Badgers have done, and does not feel like a fluke. To me, this feels more like the team that we thought they were going to be when the season began.
And a team that we thought would be with the depth of it. I mean, you have Max Klesman going off for 21 in the first half against Marquette. He hits 2 free throws, plays his good defense. Chucky Hepburn, 8 assists, 1 turnover. The variety of sources that, you know, A.J. Storr obviously had a big night scoring against Michigan State. But it seems like, as we'll get in Arizona here in a couple of minutes, but with Wisconsin, when you think you've got somebody dialed in, there are 2 or 3 other guys who can hurt you. That's part of the beauty of this team right now. Would you agree?
That, to me, is what makes this Wisconsin team special, Matt, because you hit the nail on the head. Max, the game before the Marquette game, took 3 shots from the field, had 3 points. You just mentioned against Michigan State, he plays 31 minutes. He only takes 4 shots from the field, scores 2 points, but he goes off for 21 points in the first half against Marquette. I certainly wouldn't expect to see that on a consistent basis. However, it shows you what not only he's capable of, but what this team is capable of, that right now I think you can legitimately say there are 6 guys who could give you double figures in scoring on any given night. And right now, that doesn't even include Connor Asijan, a guy that we saw able to do that last year just hasn't gotten as many minutes in the rotation this year. So they're very deep and talented.
It was a lot of fun for us watching Chucky Hepburn. We know we've seen him either at the end of the shot clock or at the end of the half. He's going to be the guy who's going to take the shot. And I'm guessing everybody in the building at the Breslin Center thought at the end of the half he was going to take the shot. It helps to have A.J. Storr to throw it to, but, there are games where they're going to need Chucky to get 18 to 20. There are going to be games like the other night where five is good if you're getting five rebounds and eight assists. We're watching the maturation of a talented guard who was good from day one at Wisconsin, but is really getting a feel for the total package of the position. Is that how you see it?
Yes, because he gives this team what it needs. You're right. 5 points doesn't necessarily stand out to you on the stat sheet, but I always look from a point guard perspective at the assists to turnovers ratio. 8 assists, 1 turnover. That is a truly special floor game. When you've got guys like A.J. Storr and Stephen Crowell and John Blackwell gave you double figures as well, Chucky has the total package. I think there are going to be some games where he puts it all together. I even think of that Marquette game where the Golden Eagles had cut it to a 1-point game, then Stephen Crowell scores, and Chucky makes a ridiculously difficult turnaround shot from around the free throw line, a real high-arching shot that swishes through the net. He's got an ability to score from a variety of angles and distribute to his teammates. So he's been really special from the day he's got here, and that's why he started as a freshman.
All right, in honor of Brian Butch, you will be screaming if I don't mention you. You mentioned Crowell. Stevie hitting those threes the other night. We saw that in the NIT against Bradley. He's capable of that. 5 assists, 2 out of your 5-man. That's not bad. He's really a roll right now.
He is, and the thing that has stood out about him from the day he got here was his passing ability. I remember talking to Greg about Crowell in his first year that you could throw double teams at him and he would be able to find the open man. That is a really important skill set for a big man, because oftentimes you see somebody put the ball down, they're looking at the floor, they put themselves in a bad position, and Steven has never been that kind of guy. So that certainly adds value. 5-1 assist to turnover ratio in a game like that is tremendous. And you tack on the fact he had 18 points and 6 rebounds. He's given them quite a bit early this season. And as Greg told me a few weeks ago, he has felt for a long time that Steven could be an all-Big Ten type of player, and we're starting to see that.
Let's get to Arizona here. I'm seeing Wisconsin's rebounding numbers, and they're certainly a lot better than a year ago. They're +7. Then I look at Arizona's, and it's a +19. They look like they've just got some grown men. And, some of these guys are freshmen and sophomores. But like we just talked about with Wisconsin, Jesse, the balance that the Badgers have, Arizona has every bit of that. With 5 guys in double figures, 6th right on the edge. Rankings right now can be very, very tricky. But it seems to me, having watched 2 or 3 of these Arizona games leading up to today's matchup, that this #1 ranking is legit. They look like a genuine team that could take it all the way.
Very much so legitimate. They beat Duke earlier in the season. I know Duke has scuffled of late, lost a couple games in a row. But Arizona also beat Michigan State, and they're playing so well. They have all the depth that you mentioned. I'm fascinated to see what happens in the rebounding battle, because Wisconsin, especially in this first 2 games here, this 3-game stretch, have been fantastic on the boards. You could not ask for more. They out-rebounded Marquette by 15. I think it was 38-23, and then obviously out-rebounded Michigan State by a ton, 36-22. Well, this is going to be an entirely different challenge. It almost feels like right now that Wisconsin is playing a bit with house money in this particular stretch, but what I know is that the players and coaching staff don't view it that way at all. I mean, they're going there to win the game, and if they do so, boy, this would be one of the most remarkable stretches that I can remember, given the quality of competition in the middle of the regular season.
Final thought here in the last minute or so. I thought Greg Gard's comments after the Marquette game were very interesting, saying he's trying to get his team to believe how good it is. When you think coaching, you think you're not doing this right. You got to be better at this, that, and the other. There's a little different approach here. I found that really interesting. Did you?
That, to me, was my biggest takeaway from his postgame press conference against Marquette, because what he said is there is a lot of negative in this world right now that the players hear. To me, and this is my assumption, it's probably referring to the social media world where everybody has a voice and everybody can DM you and tell you that you're not good enough. But this is a group that last season struggled down the stretch. They were in the top 15 in January, ended up missing the NCAA tournament. And when you have that many guys come back, Greg wants to make sure that they realize how good they can be. And this is what the coaching staff saw in the summer. And he said, I think now they're starting to believe. And that was a word that Tyler Wahl used after the Marquette game as well. So they are beginning to feel that, and they're showing it on the court.
All right, he's Jesse Temple of The Athletic. We'll take a break. More of our Badgers pregame coverage is coming up with our Badger Spotlight, brought to you by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel, good squirrel.
While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL, no problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison.
This basketball season, let LRS be your MVP in the waste diversion and recycling industry. There won't be any turnovers when it comes to the services that LRS provides its valued customers, especially with services such as waste and recycling collection for businesses, roll-off dumpster rentals, and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovation, or outdoor event. See the LRS difference by choosing the team with over 2,000 dedicated employees that puts trust and reliability first. LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader.
Normally, when we do a commercial, we talk about all of the options a Cleary building has. We talk about storing your toys or using it for a workshop, but that's not what I'm going to talk about today. I'd like to salute our remarkable team for giving the customer service you deserve. From our engineers to the folks pounding nails, we are proud of each and every one of them, and we think you will be too. So instead of talking about plenty of space for your vehicles, I hope you will give the best in the business a chance. Cleary Building Corp, since 1978.
Badger fans looking for holiday fun for the whole family? Get your tickets and join Wisconsin men's basketball at the Kohl Center in December. For more information on Badger men's basketball and to purchase tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Our Badgers pregame show continues. Time now for our Badgers Spotlight as we check in with Tyler Wahl, a 6'9 grad student out of Lakeville, Minnesota, averaging better than 10 points and 6 rebounds a game. And of those 6 rebounds, 2.5 on average come on the offensive glass. Had 8 points, a like number of boards in the win Tuesday night against Michigan State. Well, over these last couple of years, it's clear he has been among those who have been the leaders of this team. And I asked him, what's the best advice that he gives to the newer members of this program?
I feel like I've said this for a few years now, especially to the freshmen, where you come into the program, you're used to being the guy, you're used to always kind of, you mess up, turn it over, you don't really get yelled at too much, or you'll just get talked to. And then you come here and it might be a little different. So one thing that I usually tell these young guys is listen to coach, take the message, and maybe not necessarily the way that he's presenting it to you. So I think that's the number one thing that I say to them.
It seems like they do a pretty good job of that too. I mean, the way that they have performed here so far, they're listening to you. It sounds like, are they? It seems like they are.
I mean, shoot, I try to tell them some things. Some things they listen, some things go in one ear, out the other, for sure.
That leadership thing. I know I talked to Max Klesman about that before the season, his second year here, but you could see he kind of coaches on the floor. I get a sense that you've really kind of embraced that role yourself. You, Chucky, Stevie, am I seeing that right?
I mean, yeah. When you've been here for a few years, you know how things are supposed to look, both offensively and defensively. You know, you're supposed to take care of the ball. So when you see things that aren't really necessarily right, it could be a young guy messing it up or a transfer or even one of the older guys. Like me and Max the other day, we had like a conversation on the bench in the middle of the game, just going over something. And so I think it's a big key to communicate those things.
One of the things that you guys seem to have a knack for right now is not panicking when things aren't going well. You kind of stay with it. I think of the SMU game down in Fort Myers where the outside shot wasn't falling, and then eventually it did, but you guys were finding other ways. That's a pretty good sign of a mature team. You guys take a lot of pride in that, right? Just kind of sticking with the plan, doing what you need to do?
I mean, yeah, last year we were in a bunch of games at the end, and that was just from sticking to the plan. And now we got a few more guys off the bench. We got a deeper team, and so now when we get in those situations, we feel like we've been there before. We got a lot of older guys with a lot of experience, and so it's just another walk in the park.
I know we've seen you. There's always – every team has wrinkles. We're seeing you in some attack mode right now offensively as opposed to back to the basket. I mean, that's probably right in your wheel. I mean, either way it can work, but – right. This attack thing is probably right in your wheelhouse, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a little more fun, especially when they give me a little space. I can kind of get a run and start at them. And at that point, I feel like I've done my time in the weight room. I've done my time in the gym. And at that point, you just got to trust your instincts and go make a play.
Yeah, it feels good to feel good, too, right? I mean, did you ever, after what happened with the injury in early January, were you even close to 100% the rest of the way? I mean, you played through a lot last year.
I mean, at the time, I didn't really know where you feel like you're all right, you're good to go. If I can walk, like I'm good. You're gonna catch me in between those lines. But taking a couple weeks off, getting my body right, getting in the training room, all kinds of stuff. I feel like a couple weeks after, when it all settled down, I knew I was coming back and everything. It just felt like a cloud lifted. And that was cloud lifted from above my head, and that's just rest, being healthy again, and not really having the stress of everything else that's going on along with the injury.
Yeah, I was gonna say once that decision is made, that's a great point, because you know, obviously Chucky and then guys across the country, once the decision is made and it's just go time, you are going to stay here in Wisconsin. That is like, you know, like wow, fresh air, like a big load off your shoulders, where you could just go be a college guy, go play and have fun again, right? Big
100%. Relief. 100%. I mean, this is where I wanted to be, and so having the stress of just the decision itself, that lifted off my shoulders, and then just the joy of enjoying another year here, seeing all my teammates, all my coaches, have my family be able to come to the game again, just overall joy. And so I think that helped a little bit too.
You can take it in a little bit more even now. I mean, you always try to take it in, but I get the impression, maybe I talked to your folks, like you're really trying to embrace everything that goes with this.
Yeah.
Maybe more than ever.
I mean, for sure. I know we finished running that hill, and I definitely gave it one last look coming down where I was like, oh, I'd never have to run this again.
Also, so next year, just for fun, you're not going to do that? I can't believe that.
I don't think so.
I was talking to Kamari McGee about the schedule you guys have is something. I mean, for a fan, it's unbelievable. I think players live for this, too, but you're always learning about yourself. And he said one of the things he's learned is that you can compete with anybody. Like when you guys are clicking, that seems like a pretty fair answer, right? When you guys are, nobody has to be superhuman necessarily, but when you're playing to the capabilities each individual has, you guys feel like you can match up with anybody on your schedule, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like when you got five guys out there and they're all bought into doing what's good for the team, that just gives not only the players confidence, not only the coaches confidence, but I feel like everyone in the arena. And then we just kind of build off of that. We've seen ourselves stick around with these good teams and also beat a few good teams, and then we're just going to continue to keep looking to keep that rolling.
That's Tyler Wall, and that is today's Badger Spotlight. Stay with us. More to come as we have our Badger Notebook. As the pregame show continues, this is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Snow brings thoughts of ways to stay busy in Wisconsin during the winter. And if you anticipate hitting the slopes, are you surprised to learn there are more than 36 ski resorts across the state? It ranges from Wilmot Mountain, which opened in 1938 in Kenosha County, to Mount La Crosse Ski Area with one of the longest runs in Wisconsin. Granite Peak offers 58 runs outside Wausau, and Wild Mountain Ski Area and its 7 lifts near Hayward. Now, do you know which of those resorts sits on the highest slope? The answer coming up. Recreational skiing started in the Midwest. The Lost Ski Areas Project reports the first documentation of actual downhill skiers happened in Beloit in 1841. So which resort sits on the highest slope today? It's Granite Peak near Wausau and boasts 400 acres at a 700-foot vertical drop. The fun and history of skiing is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
The fastest hour in radio, serving truth, justice, and equality with every slice. Outside the Pizza Box with Pizza Mike. Friday nights at 7 on locally grown radio, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR. It's fully leaded education talk. Hard facts with a humorous twist. Check out Busted Pencils, Tuesdays at 7 on locally grown radio, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR, and on the Civic Media app.
Our Badgers pregame show continues from the McHale Center in Tucson, Arizona. The Badgers and the number one team in the country in the AP poll, the Arizona Wildcats. Badgers 23rd ranked this week by the Associated Press. Time now for our Badger Notebook as we bring in Patrick Herb. It was interesting, Patrick, talking with Coach Gard about this home and home on his weekly radio show. It's worth revisiting again how this series came to be.
Yeah, I think when you look at how hard this schedule is, you might wonder why Wisconsin chose to play this game. Coach Gard's never shied away, neither did Bo Ryan, of having a challenging non-conference schedule. This year we've talked about it a lot on this segment. But this dates back to April of 2022 when Coach was in New Orleans for the Final Four, and he was with with Johnny Davis, who was getting some national awards and the finalist for the Naismith. Well, Tommy Lloyd was there at the same time, the Arizona coach. He was a National Coach of the Year, and that's when Coach Gard kind of brought it up to him and said, you know, hey, would you guys be interested in doing something? They'd been shopping it around, trying to get another home game for next season. That's kind of the linchpin on this. This year, Wisconsin knew they had Marquette at home. They knew they had Tennessee at home. Well, next year, they're at Marquette. They play Stanford in San Jose. The Gavitt games go away. The Big Ten ACC Challenge is gone. So they wanted to get another marquee home game on the schedule for next year. So in order to do that, a home and home made sense. Playing at Arizona this year to get them back in the Kohl Center next year is kind of how this happened. And Greg's been trying to get, he's got a bucket list of arenas that he wants to go to and have the Badgers play at. Pauley Pavilion is one. He's been trying to get Mick Cronin to play a game and do a home and home at UCLA. Well, Big Ten took care of that. Now the Badgers are going to get to go to UCLA as a conference game here sometime soon in the next few years. But that's kind of the genesis of this. And Greg's a student of history. He understands that this is an important game for Arizona. And, you know, they tweeted from their account yesterday how this game is personal. And, you know, when you walk around here, I think Wisconsin's a four-letter word to this crowd. The fact that Wisconsin ended three of their seasons when they had one of the best teams they've ever had. The 14-15 seasons get the most recognition, obviously. But in 2000, that team, Kirk Penny and I were talking about it at practice yesterday. Kirk played 2 minutes in that game, a very valuable 2 minutes. I'm sure he probably guarded Gilbert Arenas, but that Arizona team had five NBA players. That Wisconsin team had one player who played professional basketball, really, at all. And that's Kirk Penny. Most of that was overseas. So that's one that probably still sticks in Arizona's craw in addition to the 14-15.
Yeah, Lauren Woods was out with an injury. But, yeah, some of those guys, Luke Walton, Richard Jefferson.
Jason Gardner, whose jersey's up in the rafters here.
Yeah. It was a that was a star-studded team, and the Badgers were able to frustrate them a little bit on the path to Sweet 16. By the way, they don't know this yet, but Decker and Kaminsky are going to have cameo roles here today. Oh. They're going to come in. So
that'll be nice.
Yeah. the Badgers right now, or Arizona, I should say, 7-0, as fans probably know, ranked number one. But the Badgers have won six straight. And what do you got? Some news and notes on this winning streak right now.
Yeah, it's been impressive that they've stacked 6 in a row, and who they've beaten, where they've beaten them is a big part of that impressive nature. That Virginia win's going to keep getting better and better. The win at Michigan State, that's their third win at Michigan State. I think that would surprise people that they've had success in Breslin recently. It's their first three-game winning streak at MSU since 61-63, before the Breslin Center even existed. A little more notes on that. They're the only team to have a three-game win streak at Michigan State in the Tom Izzo era. So that's a remarkable accomplishment. In fact, only Purdue and Michigan and now Wisconsin have ever had a three-game win streak in the history of the Breslin Center. Some of the things Wisconsin did so well in that game, they were perfect at the free throw line and out-rebounded Michigan State by 14, 11-5 on the offensive glass. That's a great stat, no matter who you're playing. But against Michigan State, it's got even more, I would say it's even larger, greater significance that Wisconsin has been out-rebounded by Michigan State in every game they've played back till 2015. So Wisconsin has even beaten the Spartans, but been out-rebounded. So that was a huge piece. That plus 14 margin is the highest margin that they've had in rebounding against Michigan State since at least 94. That's all I could find when I went back. Okay, so looking at the six-game win streak altogether, they've won the six games by an average of almost 15 points. They're allowing just 57 points per game, and I think that's what Greg Gard would tell you is where this team has really improved the most from that first three-game stretch where they struggled a little bit, lost two, that they've gotten more connected, more locked in on defense, and that's certainly been the case during this six-game win streak. But they've also been out-rebounding opponents by over 11 per game. They're getting 13 offensive rebounds per game, which would be the highest number in years for this program. And then they're outscoring teams in the paint by almost 10 points per game. During that six-game win streak, Wisconsin has trailed for 37 minutes and 39 seconds of the 240 minutes in that six game, but 35 of them came against SMU. So that means that they have led wire to wire against Virginia, Michigan State, and Marquette.
How many offensive rebounds did you have in your you were like probably three or four a game, weren't you?
Oh, I think for sure. But you bring up the offensive rebound. One of the reasons that this team, again, you talk about the six-game win streak that they've had. If you don't suffer the loss in Providence that they suffered, those numbers aren't the same. I'm sorry. You have to sometimes go through losses that are embarrassing. Not that Providence is a bad team. But the way that Wisconsin performed, everybody in that locker room knew we're not that team that we put out there that night. They got challenged, they responded, and then you're seeing exactly where they're at as far as how they have to go about it and what they've changed. And that, to me, is a sign of a great team. You can make those changes quickly, and they have, and that's why the six-game win streak is in front of them.
For the record, Brian Butch ranks eighth in school history with 222 offensive rebounds.
See?
That's because I missed a lot of shots. Look at my whole rebound.
I do recall saying that a lot. Brian Butch, no footer, good. Nope, Butch gets a rebound back up and in.
Absolutely. There you go.
Hey, the road success that this team, and we've been fortunate as fans watching the Badgers, they have traveled very well for a while, and that has continued under Coach Gard, right?
Yeah, so when he took over on December 23rd, 2015, Wisconsin now has 48 true road wins. And that number by itself may not mean anything, so you try to put it in context, in perspective, and it's the fifth most in the country among major conference teams. So take out like a Gonzaga who win eight road games every season. But among major conference teams where those conferences are so challenging, only Villanova, Virginia, Kansas, and this Arizona team have more wins. Like that's an incredible stat to me. And even more recently, the numbers are even smaller. Wisconsin is 16-9 in road games the last 3 years. Only Miami and UCLA have more road wins than this program does. So you're right. Wisconsin as a program has had a lot of success traveling, and it's because some of the things that they do well travel, taking care of the ball, playing defense, not allowing transition points. The same narrative that we drum all the time.
Well, and they know who they are. Villanova with Jay Wright, they know who they were. Yep. Virginia with Tony, they knew, like, all the teams in Arizona with Sean Miller, obviously now Tommy Floyd, but when you look at what, you know, Sean Miller did, they knew who they were. The only kind of outlier there is a little bit of Kansas, and I still think they know who they are too, but those teams you talked about are very similar to the way Wisconsin plays. They know what they are, they run their systems, and they go and find ways to win, because it goes on the road.
One final thing, if I could put a bow on this, that I think might surprise people, and it was awesome when ESPN looked this up for me. Since Guard took over, the coaches, the active coaches who have the best road record in the country, Bill Self, Scott Drew, John Calipari, Matt Painter, Greg Guard.
There you go.
He's fifth on the list nationally among major conference coaches in road record. That's pretty good. That's pretty good company he's with.
No doubt. And looking to extend their winning ways here today, it would be a huge check mark if the Badgers can get that done. He's Patrick Herb. That is today's Badger Notebook. More of our pregame shows coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
Hey Siri, what's a shouse?
That's okay, Siri. I got this. A shouse is a building with the secure storage of a clary shed and the living space of a house. Combine the two and you get a shouse. We have so many options to create your very own shouse. Design your custom layout and choose from beautiful color and accessory options, all bundled with the industry-leading quality and warranty you expect from Clary. Visit clarybuilding.com today.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"What are you doing? Block him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Pre-game coverage continues at the McHale Center in Tucson, Arizona. Alongside Brian Butch, I'm Matt LePay. And once again, there is a big game vibe in the building. And Butchie, we've been saying that quite a bit during the non-conference schedule. It's been fun. And what's been a great week for Wisconsin, they can make it an even extra special week if they can get it done today against the number one team in the country.
They can. And when you look at this team and the way they've done it, Yeah, I think it's amazing. Tyler Wall has got foul trouble early in the first half in two of those games, and they've still responded. So that shows your depth. You look at Chucky, the way that he's played, coming off a Michigan State game with 8 assists and only one turn. Like, the floor general that he's become, everybody's found ways to step up. Now, this Arizona team, a little bit different, right? I compare them a little bit to Marquette as far as their guard play goes. They're aggressive. They're going to try to force their will on you. Now, you can counter that. Wisconsin's done that already once against Marquette. I think their interior play is much better than Marquette's. I think Wisconsin was able to get a lot of offensive rebounds against Marquette. Will they be able to do that against this Arizona team? That will be the question. Arizona rebounds it extremely well on both ends. They don't give up offensive rebounds, and they get offensive rebounds. But there's still some areas that I look at early on that I think Wisconsin can take care of it. You know, transition defense. Everyone wants to talk about transition. Everybody knows they have to get back. There's three guys, though, that I look at, Love, Larson, and Johnson. They have 10 points in transition just by themselves, they average. So stop the guards from getting out in transition, right? Get back. You're going to rebound now. And then defensive rebounding for Wisconsin early on in this, got to rebound is 5. And it's easy to say that, but the guards have to come down and they have to rebound in this game. And they know that. Chucky's done a great job from that point guard spot of being a great defensive rebounder. And I think, to me, that's the interesting point about this group. I mean, Chucky averages 3 rebounds a game for a point guard. It's unbelievable. So how he's able to put that together, what they're able to do. What I love is they know the moment, too. This isn't – their eyes aren't big. They understand what's at stake and what they've just gone through.
It's a team that really is starting to believe how good it can be, and another major opportunity in front of them here today. Tip time set for 12:16 Central Time. More of our pregame coverage is coming up as we check in with head coach Greg Gard, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Proud casino partners of UW Athletics. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
The morning show on WFHR. It's informative.
Have neither of you been on sleigh rides before?
Yeah, never, never. Well, I've never been on.
Really? Mm-hmm. I've been on like dozens. Oh, my gosh.
We gotta do
and that. I don't even like winter.
What kind of life are you living, Seth?
He was way up in the, he was in the like really.
Northern Minnesota, yeah. I mean, come on. Where
every neighbor has a sleigh in their barn.
Big words from someone from Toma.
Oh, it's on now, bro.
Every weekday from 8 to 10 on locally grown radio.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit AARP.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy this afternoon with mixed precipitation possible at times. High of 41, southwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Snow likely tonight, 25, overcast. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 39.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Badger Basketball is brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. And by U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank is a proud sponsor of the Wisconsin Badgers. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. Now back to the Badger Shoot Around.
Back in Tucson, joined by Badgers head coach Greg Gard. Well, they say it's going to be a packed house here today. Well, that includes Badger fans. You know, we got some on the trip, obviously, and others who might spend a little time out in this part of the country this time of year. So any support is always welcome, right?
Absolutely. I mean, they'll blend a little bit with all the red in the crowd. But, no, it's good to see, obviously, our supporters and donors and fans that we've come in contact with already. And I know, you know, they're going to see, hopefully, a really good game against a really good team.
It's been interesting hearing people talk about this Badger program right now, not just locally but nationally. They've been, especially these last couple of games, Greg, with your team's ability to hit the glass in general, the offensive glass specifically. You got the guys to do that, though, don't you?
We do. You know, we're experienced and big up front, and I think our depth has really helped us too. You know, we're able to stay fresh and roll guys in, and today will be a tremendous challenge with obviously keeping Arizona off the glass. But I think our maturity is starting to show, and we're getting better. I think that's the biggest thing that, you know, aside from the Providence game, from there forward, we've done some really good things and continue to get better in a lot of areas.
I could go down the line here, but someone like Chucky, his ability, what, 8 assists, 1 turnover, just to be that guy. I mean, he's been good from day one, really, but it just seems like he is one of those guys getting better, too.
He has. You know, I think, you know, he's taking his game to another level, which is taking our offensive production, you know, we're top 10 in the country in efficiency and, you know, playing with a faster pace, but also, you know, even I've always said it's the efficiency, not the pace, and he's helped make us really efficient.
All right, we'll have more with head coach Greg Gard. Our conversation presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
The countdown to savings is on at Clary Building Corp. Get the best prices of the year right now at any Clary location, or contact us for a free consultation on the building you have been dreaming about. Clary has a building for every stage of your life. Visit clarybuilding.com today to see all of the amazing building options we offer. Don't let the clock run out for big savings.
Your neighborhood bumper-to-bumper auto parts store is a Midwest-based company committed to the values of honesty and integrity in all of our transactions. From Detroit to Madison, from Chicago to Marquette, we've got you covered. Huge selection, quality name brand products, a knowledgeable staff, and competitive low pricing. Plus, with our fast direct-to-home shipping, you can quickly get back to doing what you love most, working on your ride. Bumper-to-bumper, where service is the difference. We get it.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel, good squirrel.
While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL, no problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
How do you master the game of basketball? With ingenuity. By creating new opportunities to turn post-ups into layups, spin moves into easy steals, press breaks into fast breaks. At UW Health, we use the same ingenuity to treat injuries. We build a team of the greatest minds in sports medicine, constantly innovating for the future of sports treatment. As the Badgers' official team doctors, we're dedicated to delivering advanced care every day so any athlete can stay on their A game. UW Health. Remarkable.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
We continue with Badgers head coach Greg Gard. You mentioned the tempo thing. You could look at Ken Palm and where their tempo is compared to the Badgers. I think sometimes that's deceiving because possession is one thing, but how the ball is moving. I mean, that's in the efficiency, obviously, but the ball doesn't seem to be getting stuck very much.
No, it doesn't. It does keep moving. And I think we've got unselfish players, and we got multidimensional players. That helps when you've got fours and fives that can put the ball on the floor, can shoot it. You know, it allows you to really stretch a defense, and not only stretch them, you know, vertically, but also stretch them and move them horizontally. You know, I think we talk about pace of play sometimes. You think how many, you know, the vertical up and down the floor, but it's actually how you're moving the ball in the half court, too. That plays into your pace, and getting to the free throw line obviously ups your efficiency. And as you mentioned at the outset, our ability to get on the offensive glass.
You're seeing a more confident team when these guys get to the free throw line, too, particularly these last several games.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I think our confidence level has grown in a lot of areas. I think the biggest jump is we've gotten better defensively. You know, we've really taken some steps and gotten just a better understanding. Tweak some things, squeeze the floor better, you know, and rebounded decently. So, you know, all those things come together. It's probably not one thing that's helped us really on this run that we're on, but the defensive end of the floor, we really, I think, understood who we are.
This is a fascinating matchup for so many reasons. They talk about the balance that Arizona has. Well, you guys are too. Give us just your general impressions of what you have seen from the Wildcats.
Yeah, I mean, really impressed. And obviously, you start with guard play and with Boswell and Campbell, Kale Love, who we saw 2 years ago at Carolina. You know, the front court with Balo and Johnson. You know, so they're a team that, much like us, has been, albeit a little different schedule so far. Their heavy lifting's coming from today on in terms of the run they're going to go through, but just how they have pounded the glass. I mean, they've really been good and really been, their effective field goal percentage is extremely high. They're really good from two, and a lot of that's because they're at the rim with the guards. They're on the rim with Balo on some ball screen rolls, and then how they rebound the ball gives them extra possessions, and they're able to capitalize on that. So that's going to be the challenge, is really for us keeping the ball out of the paint, out of that high percentage area, and then we got to clean up the missed shots.
Final thought, you touched on it earlier in the week on your weekly radio show. Any neutral court games are great. You know, you go to Fort Myers, that's awesome, the trips you've had there. But these home and homes, I mean, they'll come here next year. Worry about that next year. But having these kind of games on campus sites, that's something you really hold a lot of value to.
I do, you know, and it's a little old school philosophy. And I think, you know, we're seeing some teams try to, programs try to get back into that rhythm. I think you just want to play as high a competition as you can. And when you can get these, there's not a lot of schools that agree to do this. And we're fortunate that, you know, Tommy and Eric Arizona agreed to do this and wanted to do this, and I think it's beneficial for both of us, because we're going to be in a hostile environment today that's going to be, you know, against a, you know, arguably the best team in the country right now, and it'll prepare us for what's coming when we get on the road in the Big Ten down the road.
All right, that's Badgers head coach Greg Gard. Stay with us. We'll look around the Big Ten presented by the Big Ten Network in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. The first time I heard about biomarker testing was actually my husband. He just started researching about lung cancer.
And I found out about biomarker testing, and I'm like, why not? Let's try it.
I'm Dr. Jorge Gomez, thoracic medical oncologist at the Mount Sinai Hospital. Comprehensive biomarker testing is looking for either substances in the blood or mutations in some of the genes of the cancer cells that can help us identify special types of lung cancer that can be treated with what we call targeted therapies.
Letting my children know brought all of us a sense of hope. To give them hope that mom is going to be around to see you grow up. And I promised them that.
Ask your doctor about how comprehensive biomarker testing before treatment may help you and your doctor decide on the best treatment for you. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
We continue with our pregame coverage. The Badgers in Arizona this afternoon. Time now for our Big Ten Report presented by the Big Ten Network. Couple of games in the books. Minnesota, good week for the Gophers. They come from behind win a few days ago against Nebraska, and then out of conference over Florida Gulf Coast today, 77-57. Tennessee, they got Dalton Knecht back, Butchie, and they look like they're back on track, defeating Illinois 86-79. We know how good Tennessee is capable of being. You know, they've taken a few bumps here of late, but they're still the real deal, aren't they?
Well, they're the real deal. And when you look at this, it's a Saturday. You know, Wisconsin, Arizona, big-time game, but a big-time day for the Big Ten to have some statement wins. Alabama, Purdue right now. Alabama's up by two against Purdue. Purdue's got to find a way to get that win. You've got Rutgers, Seton Hall. Big Ten, Big East opportunity there. You obviously conference play with Ohio State, Penn State, but a big day, Auburn, Illinois, or Indiana. Can Indiana get a win against Auburn? Like, there's opportunities out there to make the schedule look a little bit better for the Big Ten as far as raise what everyone else thinks about what this league is, because they haven't got a lot of great wins in non-conference. Today's a great day for the Big Ten to put down and say, hey, we are here. We've gotten better. We've improved. We got some marquee wins on this Saturday.
We were talking during the break, that Alabama-Purdue game, 49-47, the tide at the half. That sounds like a Nate Oates preferred pace of play, right?
Well, there's a reason they're down by two. Like, Purdue, as much as they want to get out and score, you can't try to score with Alabama. They can score with the best of them. Purdue's got to defend a little bit. That's why they're up by two, is because the score is 49-47. That's not, you can't play at that pace if you're Purdue.
Tomorrow in the Big Ten, Northwestern will be home against Detroit Mercy, and then there are conference games. Michigan will be at Iowa. Hawkeyes got drilled by their in-state rival Iowa State a couple nights ago. Michigan State will be at Nebraska. That's our look around the Big Ten, brought to you by the Big Ten Network. We continue. Butchie will give you today's keys to the game. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Monday, you're already late for work. You scramble, putting on pants while brushing your teeth in the dark. And you're starving. Starving. But the only thing in the fridge? Friday night's leftovers. Oof. A three-day-old curry beef burrito for breakfast? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells? Better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
Hey friends, Matt's Matt here for Brewpub Lotta Matza Pizza. You know, so many people are stuck in the moat of mundaneness when it comes to their frozen pizza choice. Same cardboard crust, flavorless sauce, second-rate cheese. You know, all the assumptions of a frozen pizza. Well, it's time to ditch the downer and throw out that theory by diving into a Brewpub Lotta Matza Pizza. Thin, cracker-like crust, a bold, tasty sauce, high-quality meat and veggie toppings, and bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning mozzarella cheese. There is nothing humdrum about a Brewpub pizza. See for yourself. Snag one today from the frozen pizza section at your local grocery store.
Are you ready for Badger basketball? Because it's time to get geared up. We're all coming together for those amazing on-the-court moments. Shields is right there with you, cheering our team on to victory. So suit up in your Badger red and white with fan gear from Shields, in-store or online. And let's get ready for Badger basketball. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and basketball fans everywhere.
The big game. Family, friends, we know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy.
Stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog, because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Back in Tucson, the Badgers and Arizona this afternoon. Time for our keys to today's game. What do you have today, Brian?
Well, first, transition defense. Now, everyone thinks transition defense, you know that. However, I'm going to key in three guys for Arizona score about 10 points in transition between Love, Larson, and Johnson. So you have to limit their transition points. Arizona in general as a team wants to get out and run, but if you stop those three, they're the ones that start this thing going. Don't give them those 10 points. Now you're bringing it back a little bit. Rebounding, you know Arizona, they've been fantastic. Fifth in the nation as far as offensive rebounding percentage. You have to rebound as five. The guards come in. We know how good Wisconsin's been on the offensive rebounds. But defensively, it's going to take all five to rebound for Wisconsin. Limit turnovers. Arizona's turnover rate is 171st in the country. Wisconsin's 106. Highest they've had since 2016, where they were 106. So the rest of that, you know, Wisconsin take care of the ball, get Arizona, turn it over a little bit. But I think this is going to be very key. The kind of question mark in the room. Free throw attempts. Arizona averages 23. Wisconsin, 20. Wisconsin has to get to the free throw line. There's going to be a great matchup in this game. We know Chucky Hepburn and Caleb Love is going to be really good. And I'm not saying this because he's a big, all right? I'm not saying it because he's
a big.
Yeah,
that's all right.
But the way Stephen Kroll is able to get Balo and what he's able to do out of the game. Wisconsin, when you look at Arizona defensively, they're going to press. They're going to get into that. How do they create space? By putting Balo in ball screen action. He doesn't want to come out. So how does Steven screen and pop? And that's how Wisconsin offensively is going to create space with those actions. How do those actions play out? Because then he can roll the basket, get to the free throw line. Guards can come downhill, attack the big, get to the free throw line. I think that is going to be a huge, huge part of this game as well, as far as that big old question mark of how it plays out.
You're mentioning the free throw shooting. Both teams are really good at it. In fact, Wisconsin's better than